Welcome to those of you who are here for I don't know which time. I've been here lots and lots of times. And also welcome to those of you who are here for perhaps the first time. And I can see that we have different countries present. So it's really lovely to have this international group and to keep joining in this way. And you have probably discovered that you're all muted now. I'm the only one that's unmuted. So please, I can see Marjolaine and she's not waving frantically at me. So I suspect everybody can hear me. If you can hear me, please nod. Fantastic. Great. Thank you. So as usual, what we're doing here is we're spending maybe 10 minutes where I'm talking about something. And then we go into a meditation and then there's a bit of time at the end where those who wish can share. And I'd like to start today with a request, a favor, you might say. I really do rely on the things that you write me, and this time only 5 people wrote me. So if you can manage to write your resource and your primary issue to the body mind Opleidingen before next Tuesday, it would really help me because I get a better sense. I have more to meditate on before the group meets. And that's very helpful to me. It doesn't have to be everybody, but if you can manage it, it's a great help. Just as it's a lovely thing if you can, if you have the bandwidth and if you feel okay with having your video on, that's also a great help because I actually do look at you and during the meditation. So those are two little requests from here. And of course, if you don't have the bandwidth or there's some reason where it doesn't feel comfortable, there's just a chat message coming in. It's from Marjolaine saying, please write your resource. And she probably gives you the email address or the web address as well. Yeah, and some cameras don't work and that's understandable. So, you know, I do realize there can be reasons for not doing these things and that's fine too. So that was the administrative part. And now we come to what is, what we're here for. And a lot of different countries are at the moment engaged in looking at that it's 75 years ago this spring that the war ended, that the last world war ended. And that has meant very different things in different countries. I was reading up on some of that in the last couple of days. And I think what mostly has struck me in it is this sense that some of you were also writing about, which is the sense of what government can do and what the future will bring. In our case here in Europe, we have a little success story. We have not had a war for 75 years. And that actually didn't happen in the years before that and the centuries before that. So that's a success story. But I would like to take it to something that's closer to each of us, which is today and the situation we're in today. Because what we see whenever there's a crisis is that government starts to step in and make decisions. And some of us are comfortable with that and some of us are not comfortable with that. But what I think is perhaps more interesting is that we're always teetering, we're kind of hovering on this balance board between safety and freedom. And in a way, the discussions that we are having today are about safety and freedom. And I think that that's not just a discussion that exists in society. I think it exists inside of each of us. So we constantly are making choices based on this balance between safety and freedom and whether we have so much safety that it feels constricting, and we want more freedom, or whether we have so much freedom that it feels unsafe and we want more containment. And that led me to, and it's an old statement in all the spiritual traditions, and to some degree, I guess, also in psychotherapy, that we cannot create a peace outside of us if we do not have a peace inside of us. So there's something about developing peace inside of us. And of course, a traditional way of doing that is called meditation. But meditation is many things. And this is where I'd like to leap to something that isn't always well integrated in psychotherapy, or in meditation for that matter, which is that we, neuroscience, brain science, has discovered in the last maybe 10, 15, 20 years, this sense that we actually don't have a self. There isn't one self. There are a lot of different programs. There are a lot of different selves. We could call it inner voices or an inner counsel. It's a term I often use for it. And when we shift, for instance, when we shift from feeling resourced, I'm in the forest, or I'm swimming we're not swimming yet, but some of us, I guess, are swimming in the ocean, but perhaps going out in nature, listening to the birds, I feel free. That's one part of our inner state. There's another part of us that feels frightened, caught in things that we don't want to be caught in, that feels angry. There are parts of us that are angry about ourselves and at ourselves, parts of us that are angry at other people, part of us that believe certain things are dangerous, where another part of us doesn't believe that. So we have all these inner dynamics going, or that don't really know. One classic at the moment, of course, is vaccination. Is vaccination dangerous? Is it more dangerous to have a vaccine than not to have a vaccine? Where are we? I'd like to have a vaccine, but I want to make a decision about it myself. Well, on the other hand, there's also herd immunity. What do I do about that? Do you recognize this kind of thing? Yeah. So how do you have peace when there's this cacophony, where there's this noise, all these different things? Do we make a decision or what? And in that comes, this is a little white stone I'm holding right here. This little white stone is a symbol of another part of our brain that creates the feeling of I. It creates the feeling of I. It's a neural function. It develops through knowing where am I in space. That sense of where am I in space creates a center, and that center gets labeled by our brain, me. This is me. And it can jump around. So for instance, the day before yesterday, I was certain that I was a total failure. It lasted all day. I was like, I'm a complete failure. That was the voice that was, or the part of me that did not question that this was how it was. Do any of you recognize that sense, I'm a complete failure? Nothing that I do works. Yeah, some of you do. So there's another voice, which is, well, everything's wonderful, and wow, I'm great, or wow, look at spring. Look at how wonderful spring is. I am part of spring, right? Do you recognize that as well? Yeah. So we have this me feeling that jumps from one part to another. And I think that I know that part of our task inside of ourselves is to expand this from a tiny little stone, from a tiny little spot that hops around, to a sense of being able to listen with and to all of that, that sense that we are much bigger than that. And my suspicion is in the spring, where we're talking about what is it to be a citizen of a country, what is it to be a citizen of the world right now, that we need to be listening in the same way, that we need to expand our sense of the voices so that the voices that we hate inside of us and the hateful voice, the voice that hates, is heard, as well as the voice that loves, as well as the voice that is frightened, as well as the voice that wants control, as well as the voice that wants somebody else to control in a way so that I feel safe, and all the other hundreds of voices that show up in us. So that's where I've been going this last day or so. So I'm going to ask you whether that makes sense to you, and then I'm going to ask you to nod, and if it does, and to shake your head if it doesn't, and I'm going to scroll through. So please keep nodding so that I can see whether you can either nod or shake your head. And some people, yeah, there are some slow nods, yeah. Some people are not doing either. Nodding, thank you. Even on the last page, is anybody nodding or shaking their heads? Yes, they are. Thank you very much. I hope it doesn't feel too silly to you. It's really, really nice for me. It gives me a sense of connecting with you. And it's hard. It's difficult to listen, particularly to the voices that we really don't like, whether they're inside of us or outside of us. It's really, really difficult. And to still have space not to push another part of ourselves or another voice that we like better, not to push that away. It's not about that. It's about somehow finding the space inside of us to hold the differences and to do that before coming to a conclusion. Because there's a part of us that we sometimes identify with. This is me. There's a part of us that really wants a solution quickly. I can't stand the frustration. I really want something to happen fast. And part of what this corona time is doing for us, as far as I can see, is it keeps insisting there are no simple answers right now. So somehow we need to find a way in that step by step. Sometimes I read as a little poem to you in the middle of the meditation, but today I'd like to start with it because I just discovered it today. And it's Chuang Tzu, also known as Chuang Tzu from the 4th century BC, and you will get the link to it. It's out on Wikipedia, but I'll send the link to Wikipedia and the poem to Marjolaine after the meditation. But he actually talks about listening, and he has a different perspective than we often have, which is, he says, concentrate and listen, not with your ears, but with the heart. Then, not listening with the heart, do so with the breath. The ear is limited to ordinary listening, the heart to the rational. Listening with the breath, one experiences all things in purity. So obviously his idea of the heart is a little bit different. It's changed in these 16 centuries since he wrote it. But I'm going to read it to you again, just to taste his words. Concentrate. and listen not with your ears, but with the heart. Then, not listening with the heart, do so with the breath. The ear is limited to ordinary listening, the heart to the rational. Listening with the breath, one experiences all things in purity. So let's take that into our meditation, which starts as usual with stretching and seeing if you can find any yawns. Remembering that yawning is part of breathing. We'll be exploring today, how does one listen with the breath anyhow? But first, take some time to notice what parts of your body want some attention this morning. Is it right now upper body, arms, neck, shoulders? And remember to find those movements that evoke pleasure, that bring you pleasure. Movements that feel right, and a pace, a rhythm that feels right. A rhythm that lets your breathing go. A rhythm that invites a yawn. A rhythm that makes your eyes water. May make you generate more saliva, so you need to swallow it. And maybe it's your lower body, or maybe your lower body is starting to say, what about me? What about my legs? What about us? My legs are saying, what about toes? What about buttocks and bellies? What kind of attention do they want? Do they mainly want to be stretched or moved? Do they want to be clapped or stroked? What kind of attention do they want? So when Chang Tzu says, focus or pay attention, he's not talking about sort of a stiffening. He's talking about this deeper awareness, what we call awareness today. See if there are any parts of your body that tend to get lost, that you don't notice much. There are parts that we all notice easily because they're sore or it's just very clear areas. We know them well. And then there are other parts of us that we don't pay much attention to. One classic space is actually the deep space of the tongue. If you feel your tongue, you can stick out your tongue, everybody will see it. You can also pull your tongue in or move it inside your mouth. You can massage this area under your chin for a bit, which is the root of your tongue. Often there are some yawns living in that area. And if your nose is running and your eyes are running, that means that you have woken up your parasympathetic nervous system, which is very good for developing a deeper balance in your organism. And take a bit of time just to see if you can sense your tongue from the inside. Usually we are doing something with it. And see if you can make some movements that your tongue likes to make. What kinds of movements would your tongue like to make right now? And take that kind of attention, that form of awareness, take it down into your chest. If you're listening to the inside of your chest, if you're sensing the inside of your chest, maybe you can feel your heart. Maybe you can feel the air in your lungs moving. This inner sense. What kinds of movements would that area like to make right now? Does it somehow coordinate with the movements that your tongue likes to make? And going upwards into your head, sort of the area between your ears and behind your eyes, where something in you is picking up the words that I'm saying in my voice, and also sounds from your surroundings. So that space, which is actually being moved by my voice, by the sounds you're hearing, and if your eyes are open, by what you're seeing, your visual field. So that sense of noticing how something in you is orienting, is noticing sounds, sight, and letting that be with this quality in your tongue, this quality in your chest. There's this constant, multiple level awareness. Letting that awareness drop down into your diaphragm. And if it's comfortable to sit still, feel free to do that. If it's comfortable to move, please feel free to do that. So noticing your diaphragm and the area above your navel, but the inner aspects of it, the deep core. Deep core that stretches all the way from the top of your head and down through your head, through the root of your tongue, the deep spaces of your chest, down into your diaphragm, your solar plexus area. Noticing how does that like to move right now? What kinds of movements are there naturally? because everything moves with the breath? Or are there perhaps also movements that that area wants to make? Which can't be decided from the head, it can only be listened to, felt into. Dropping down from there, beyond your navel, your belly button, down into your pelvis, your lower belly. Feeling that space, intestines. Also, a huge area that regulates some invisible things for us all. Our immune system is regulated from our gut. Notice if that area, like a hand, perhaps, to be touched, or whether it is happy noticing the movement of breath right now, or whether it would like to make some other movements. All the way down into your pelvic floor and your genitals. Your pelvic floor, your sit bones, your genitals, the bottom of your body. And again, noticing that area, how would it like to move right now, or how does it like to be noticed right now? And from here, just play with the whole sense of your body all the way from the top of your head and to your pelvic floor. And you can even play with breathing it, that as you inhale, starting at the top of your head, just imagining or allowing your awareness to be pulled down with the inhale like a feather on the wind, being pulled down, floating down on the inhale to your pelvic floor and your sit bones, and then floating up again to the top of your head on the exhale. Just playing with that for a few breaths, just that deep sense of the core, letting your awareness flow, float. And from here, noticing this whole sense of core, which is vertical for most of us right now. We're sitting up, so it's vertical. And feeling the earth under us. Embracing, holding, pulling along this vertical axis. And noticing in each exhale, just giving yourself the space to let go into this sense of being held by the planet. Relaxing into it. No matter what we do, the earth will not let go of us. And on each inhale, noticing how your whole body blooms upwards and outwards, held securely in this field. Inhaling, air, space, created by plants, created by the plankton in the oceans, nourishing us and relaxing again on the exhale into the holding of the planet. Day and night, but more importantly, right now. And just to not forget arms and legs, just inviting them into that quality. As Teresa of Avila said 4 centuries ago, and as I was quoting her for a couple of meditations ago, God has no other hands on this earth but our hands. No other feet on this earth than our feet. No other eyes to look with compassion than our eyes. No other arms and legs than our arms and legs. She didn't say that, but it kind of goes with the territory. And from here, take a look at yourself, your psyche, some of the things that you like about yourself. And here's a trick. The trick is to look at them with compassion. Those parts connect with your core, this sense of vertical essence that's always there. And now bring up some of the parts of yourself that you really don't like. And do the same thing. Look at them with compassion. They too are related to rest with your core, this deep essence of you, held by the earth. Nourished by the world. Now that you have both of those parts of you that you like, the parts of you that you don't like, the voices inside you that you push away, the voices that you like to pull towards you. Just allow space enough for both of them. And listen to them with your breath. Let your breathing listen. Yes. And from here, widen your awareness to this messy world, human world of ours, of decisions and coronavirus and politics and joblessness and economic chaos and recalibrating societies and all kinds of dangers and all kinds of activities that are trying to address them. All the dialogues, all the things that we like, that you like, and all the things that you really don't like. All the voices that are in our world, held by the earth, nourished by the biosphere, the planet. Giving ourselves space to listen with our breath. Let our breath listen to all of it. Making space for the feelings that come with that. Held by the earth. Connected in our own essence. Nourished by the world. Blessed by our sense of spirit. Whatever we experience spirit as. And however we experience it. Spirit has no eyes on this earth but our eyes. No hands on this earth but our hands. No beating hearts on this earth but our hearts. No breath to listen with but our breath. And from here, there's an old tradition that every time we connect to the essence of ourselves, of the world, of spirit, we create, we generate a surplus that comes out of this deepening, And that this surplus is not just for us, each of us, it is for our world. And there's another tradition in it, and that tradition is that when we do this together, right now 112 of us, sometimes just two of us, whenever we do this together, whatever we generate goes wholly to everything that each of us thinks of. Just as each of you is wholly sharing with me this journey. So every person, every animal, every part of the world that we radiate and wish this energy to receives it in full. So the next thing and the last thing we're going to do in this meditation is to think of those parts of the world that we wish to send this energy to, and to do that. From our heart, from our breath, from our core, from spirit. To those beings that are suffering, both those that we know and are worried about personally, and the ones that we don't, but that suffer nonetheless. And from here, to all of the world that we know and all of the world that we don't know, allowing this energy, this light, this blessing to spread, to flow to the world. Thanking each other for coming together to create this field. Thanking Spirit for its presence. Thanking the Earth. Thanking the world for nourishing us in each breath. It's time to move out of this meditation. And we do that again by stretching and giving ourselves time enough to let these qualities that we have been in touch with come with us, to continue to shine into whatever we're doing to help us to remember to make space for all the voices, all the differences, even if some of them scare us and some of them make us angry and other of them make us happy, to make space for all of them. They all belong to us. Us as a whole. Us as a world.